Good morning and happy Easter, everyone. Welcome back to the Messy Masterpiece Podcast with Chad and Tori. I feel like I just got to say it. He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
I'm so glad you finished my sentence. Sometimes Tori doesn't know that I'm hoping that she'll finish a sentence and I'll look at her and then she looks back at me and she's like,
oops.
Like what? What do you want from me? So I'm glad that one worked. Anyways, we hope that you're having a wonderful start to your day or whenever you're listening to this, and we're going to jump into today's devotional.
Yes, let's do it, you guys. Today, we are reading out of Acts 1:8, and the devotional is titled Powerful Witness. And it says, "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witness, telling people about me everywhere, in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." The love letter from God says, "Beloved child, you are my witness in this world. When you live by the power of my Holy Spirit, you will be an effective witness for me." Some people try to manipulate to get what they want, but that is a dangerous game. You do not have to operate your life in your own strength. Show others what I am like by how you live. Introduce them to me, and I will do the rest. I want you to rely on the power of my Holy Spirit as you witness and tell people about me. Love, your Heavenly Father." The reflection says, "Relying on our own strength affects our witness for God." The reflection says, "Relying on our own strength affects our witness for God. We have a limited voice with little power and only a temporary ability to influence others. Permanent change is only possible when the power of the Holy Spirit works through us, giving power to the weak and new life to the lost." The Treasure of Truth says, "The Holy Spirit's power in us can accomplish infinitely more than we can on our own."
Yeah. I almost just wish I could like rekindle that. And I'm sure I can. I just need to try to more often, because whenever I was first saved, I remember the feeling of like embracing Jesus's death and payment for my sins, and then his resurrection of life, and then me receiving the Spirit.
Yeah.
And I remember it so vividly because it was just so emotional. Like any song that came on was just like the floodgates.
I'm crying.
You know, like Moses could not have parted the flood that were my tears. Like he couldn't. It's like, but then I hear the devotional you're reading and I'm just like, man, like, I miss being that powerful in the Spirit, because I think that there's this thing that happens as you mature in Christ where, you know, iron sharpens iron. You start memorizing some scripture. You start leaning on your own strength.
Your own understanding.
Your own understanding. Mm-hmm. And you start leaning on your community a little heavily. And you start getting things from people or from yourself that you should be getting from God in the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's actually pretty convicting for me, because I miss just fully being raw and vulnerable and open to what the Spirit wants to do versus kind of like me trying to use the Spirit for like my kind of goals, you know, because it said that it's easy to kind of push our own will.
Yeah. Some people will try to manipulate to get what they want, but that's a dangerous game.
And for my first 2 years of being a Christian, I tried to do that. That was like my prayer life, was like me trying to manipulate God to do what I wanted him to do.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's crazy because it really will, you know, affect your witness. You know, like I love when it says, "Relying on our own strength affects our witness for God. We have a limited voice with little power, and what we'll do will only temporarily influence people." And I say that a lot when I get questions from girls who are trying to, you know, introduce their friends to Jesus. And I remind them that they're not Jesus, you know, and they just, it's their job to introduce them to Jesus, but it's the Holy Spirit's job to meet them and truly like transform their lives.
That's super interesting, because if I were to introduce you to someone I know, I wouldn't say, "Oh, here is Tori, blah, 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 blah," and like talk for like 10 minutes. I'll be like, "Hey, I want you to meet my wife, Tori." Tori, this is this person. This person, this is Tori. You know
and
what I mean?
And we would take it from there.
Yeah, and you take it from there. And of course, like, I mean, obviously, you may be thinking, yeah, well, Jesus isn't here physically right now. Mm-hmm. But through prayer and through our actions, that person can feel mm-hmm. the love of Christ and our witness. But we should get out of our own way.
Yeah, yeah, because we're so limited without his power. And I think that that's what we, you know, need to continually pray every day, is that the Holy Spirit can work in and through us, that people can see Jesus through our lives, and it will encourage them to dig deeper and to try to meet them. It's like our job is to put them in a group chat, and then we're supposed to leave the chat room.
Yeah. Turn off notifications.
Yeah.
Stop projecting our own will in that person's life.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay. Do you care if I pray on out, baby?
I would love that.
Lord, today's such a special day. We are so unworthy of what you did for us. We are so undeserving, but we gladly receive it, God, because you were glad to come down here to be with us. You were glad to take on the payment that we couldn't pay, and you were glad to rise and defeat death, and mm-hmm. you were glad to impart your Spirit into us, God, that we may feel connected to you daily and be able to process the human condition mm-hmm. with you inside of us, to be able to walk throughout life and navigate it. And God, you've just done so many things. God, I pray that you'll help us all pause right now and stop worrying about everything that we want and everything that we think we need, God, and just focus on you mm-hmm. and look to you and just be so proud of what you've done in our life and what you've taken us from. Because God, you've brought us from death to life. God, there are so many things that are so, they just don't mean, there's so many things that aren't that valuable, that we're allowing to be more valuable than you in our hearts, God. And I think we should all just take a moment and really just embrace the fact that you've brought us from death to life. And Lord, we just want to worship you for that. Thank you for thinking that we are so important to you, that you would come down and die for us. Lord, I pray that you will use your Holy Spirit to minister to our hearts right now, God, to help us count more on you, to depend more on you, to ask for more of your Spirit, to cleanse us more. And that way we're not projecting our own feelings on the people, or we're not trying to force our will, but we're more open to your will, God. And the only way we can do that is whenever we're actually open and listening to your will. God, we pray that you'll make your Holy Spirit so loud that we have to hear it mm-hmm. and we have to adhere to it, God. Thank you for just giving us the Holy Spirit. Wow. Jesus said that he had to leave so he can send the Spirit to us. And God, just thank you for that. Thank you for having a plan for us. And thank you for taking the pressure off of us to manufacture holiness, when holiness is now inside of us because of you, Lord. You gave that to us freely. Help us to receive it. And God, just thank you for everything that you've done for us. And Lord, and we just want to open up the floor for our audience to continue to pray. And Lord, we just ask that you'll hear our prayers.
Still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. Oh, I'm still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed. Your promise still stands, great is your faithfulness, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands, this is my confidence, you've never failed me, yeah.
Amen, God.
Amen, God.
Amen. Just want to encourage you all to really take those moments to think about what he's done for us, because whenever we can position ourselves and posture ourselves under what Christ has done for us, mm-hmm. we don't feel the need to constantly do anymore, because there's been so much that has been achieved for us, and we can relax and rest in that.
Love that.
Anyways, we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Talk to you guys tomorrow.
Love you. Bye.